I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go around.
Is it Wednesday, August 1st, 2007 edition of The American Awakening? I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Well, I'm telling you, this year is just flying by. It's unbelievable. We're already in August. That's just, it just blows me away. The older I get, the faster it goes, which in itself is kind of scary. Anyway, quick announcement. Remember, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, to have a barbecue with your friends, neighbors, and relatives, it's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Drop Bobby a note and tell him you want a copy of it. Bring your friends over. Let them see the movie. Bring them up to speed on what's going on. Have a question and answer. Okay. And spread the word. And on that subject, I wanted to touch base today. I was perusing around the web, which I do every day, by the way. And I get, I run across a lot of different things, and then I'll go down and, you know, my journalistic path, and I'll research what this person or that person has to say about whatever. And, I hadn't talked about Ed and Elaine Brown, and I know their shows aren't just before mine, and every once in a while I listen to it, but sometimes I miss because I'm in the middle of doing something else. So I was scrambling around last night, and I ran across Ed's website, showthelaw.com, and I found something that was really, really interesting. As most of you are aware, John and I took a trip up there last month. No, actually it was a month before last now. It was about the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th of June in that area, and we had occasion when we were leaving the Browns property after we had went out that night and visited, we had occasion to run across the chief of police that was on his rounds that night, and we stopped and had a chat with him. In the middle of the road, we were both in our cars, and we had a chat with him for about 5 or 10 minutes. And Randy and John were both joking around about how this guy looked like me, and we had a chance to communicate with him. And he mentioned to us that he was 63 years old, and they were joking around that I looked like him, which I don't think. I don't see any resemblance, but that's beside the point. And the point is, we had mentioned in past shows that this guy was, at least from, you know, my perspective, and from John and Randy's, was probably the nicest cop with the most calm demeanor of any cop that I've ever met in my life. Just laid back, just as nice as could be. And again, when I was perusing through Ed's website, showthelaw.com, I happened to run across a clip, actually more than one clip, and lo and behold, I played this clip, and it's the same cop that John and Randy and I met, and this guy was just going bonkers, okay, because I guess evidently he'd put some kind of a piece of equipment out in front of the Jones property to count cars going back and forth, and he was just wigging out. So I guess that perceptive of a nice guy or that particular demeanor that he was putting forth that night isn't the real deal. So what I was going to do, since I haven't really, you know, brought my listeners up to speed on the Ed and the Loud Brain Brown thing, I also found out about this incident over the weekend, I guess, where there were shots fired on the property. So I invited the Tuesday, Thursday Ed and Lane Brown host Tim Wingate up to share that with us, and I wanted to communicate and ask him a few questions about it. So when we get back from the break, I'm going to have Tim Wingate up, and we're going to kibitz about that a little bit, open the phone lines and let people call in if they like. So stick with me. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And as I mentioned before the break, I had gone on to Ed and Elaine Brown's website, showthelaw.com, and I happened to run across a couple of clips that they were interviewing this cop on WMUR, and also I'd run across a clip previously where he really got his panties in a bunch, if you will, over somebody that he allegedly said had stolen a piece of car counting equipment from him. And to my amazement and shock, it was this same cop that was such a pleasurable guy that John Randy and I ran into. So I've got Tim Wingate, as a lot of you know, hosts the Ed and Elaine show on Tuesdays and Thursdays just before my program comes on. And I have Tim on the line with me. I want to kind of bring everybody up to speed and kind of ask Tim a few questions about this incident and what's really going on, because I know there was some shots fired out there the other night, and there was a whole mess of people that were calling 911, and the police department was in denial, and just a whole rip this stuff. So without any further ado, let's bring Tim up. Tim, are you with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
I mean, it's not funny, but I'm just kind of laughing about some of this stuff, Tim, because as you may have heard, this cop that really was wigging
out. Gillum?
Yeah, well, John and Randy Weaver say that John Stamler and Randy Weaver say that he looks like me, which I don't see any resemblance. But,
Gillen.
What amazes me, Tim, is that this guy was so laid back, so nice, and so calm, and just the most pleasurable guy that anyone would ever want to meet. And then I see this, and it just literally floors me that this guy is just wigging out here, okay? And now, I guess, and you're going to help walk us through this because I have some questions for you as well as to what's going on. Now, I guess there was some shots fired up over the weekend, but even prior to that, he had put out some kind of a device that was counting the cars.
Well, this was before. The device was before the big concert back on the weekend of, what was it, the 14th.
Okay. That was Dave Von Kleist, I think, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you want me to go into that? I'll be happy to.
Yeah, I want to kind of, for the sake of my listeners and myself, that, you know, he had put this counter out here to count cars, and then it was somehow mysteriously stolen. And you and I had talked off air, and you had mentioned something that you had stated on the show. Wouldn't it be funny on Ed and Elaine's show? Wouldn't it be funny if it got lifted?
Right. Yeah, when
and
I was
mysteriously, and then it got lifted. Yeah, cover that for us, Tim.
You know, here you can tell where we are. We are. I encourage people to embrace their inner outlaw. Because, quite frankly, some of this stuff is funny, and it's kind of silly and sad. This guy has just really been out of shape because he claims this thing costs about $1,500. And they put this car counter out because, remember, they were threatening the Browns with, if they had more than 200 people there, they were in violation of some kind of village code. And it's like, no, wait a minute, are they actually in a village or are they in a county? I mean, where does Plainfield extend to? I don't even know what the actual... Let me clarify.
They're in the boondocks, okay?
Yeah.
They are in the middle of nowhere, all right, literally. I mean, they are like, I would say, probably a good 3 miles off the beaten path of the main road.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just, I was amazed. I had trouble. If I had to go try to find it by myself right now, I'd get lost. I couldn't even find it.
Well, this guy, they put a counter on the road, and on the day that Elaine was... talking to us all about that, I made the comment. I says, yeah, well, you know, hey, out there, Patriots, you know, now I'm not encouraging anything, but, hey, wouldn't it just be really sad that this counter up and disappeared? And sure enough, I guess sometime over the night, I guess that was possibly Friday the 13th to the 14th. I think the concert was on the 14th. Nonetheless, whatever it was, the counter went. And that's when this guy... As you had met him prior, when you'd gone for the news conference, when you and John had picked up Randy Weaver and driven him up there for the news conference, he seemed real nice, laid back, and everything. Well, now his panties are in a twist. Also, he's got pressure on him from the feds. Folks, those who had listened to the program prior, Ed and Elaine show with Fred and. They were talking about this. They had Danny Riley call in, and they had one of the other guys call in, talk about what has been going on, at least since this last weekend. This Chief Gillens is just now he's on a tear, and obviously he's talking about wanting the Browns' property so that it can be sold at auction and the city can get its taxes or the village can get its taxes. That they owe now because they refuse to pay since the village says, we're no longer going to protect you. We're no longer going to, we don't owe you any services, and now they're going into default on property taxes and other things because they're saying, well, if I'm not getting any service, why should I pay taxes? I mean, that's the whole point of the taxes, that you receive a service for it. That's the whole argument behind the concept of the tax. You receive a service.
So the position of the township, if you will, or the boondocks, whatever, and the police department is, in their estimation, you are supposed to pay us property taxes and in turn get nothing. But if you don't pay the property taxes, we're going to seize your property so you can pay the property taxes of which you get no benefits for.
Right. That's the attitude of the federal government, too. See, bullies. We have bullies and we have armed thugs and gangs hiding behind the color of law running this country. That's why none of us owe any allegiance to the government as it exists today, the way that it's being run. There's no allegiance there. We can hold an allegiance to the Constitution, but they have so perverted the concept of the Constitution. They so perverted representative government and taken so many liberties that were not implied. Granted, they may be legally, letter of the law correct, possibly, in the way that they have gone about usurping power from the people, but it's not according to the spirit of the law. And if the courts are now corrupt, you can't get justice in the courts. That's like going to the, you know, the mafias hit you up with a protection racket scam, and you go to the Don and you go, you know, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I can't pay this, I'll be out of business. And his response is, well, you owe the protection money. If you don't pay, then I'll take the business. Well, and the courts are in the same camp with the feds on a lot of this. So it just ends up being a big circular type of thing, and the Browns are caught in the middle of this with this Chief Gillins, who, by the way, I want to just throw this out for people so that they can also check and see some of the vids. You know, it's showthelaw.com. That's all they got to do, showthelaw.com. And they can see how this guy's an idiot, and how he gets upset and angry. And the funniest one on this, the funniest thing that's happened, is that in response to this traffic counter disappearing, he now decided that he laid this patch, and you can see it on the video, this tire track patch on this gravel road, and he lays it across the front of the Browns' driveway, and that was going to be his way of counting how many tires cross his tracks to get an idea how many times a car is going in and out of Brown's driveway.
Because somebody had come and stole his football in the middle of the night.
yeah, exactly.
And Timmy, you had nothing to do with that, all right? You just put it out there.
I had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
I had nothing I just floated it. Wouldn't it be funny if it happened? And sure enough, it did.
It really is. The situation itself is tragic, but I have to admit, there's an element of humor to this, only because, you know, what we're doing literally is we're ripping the curtain away from the entire establishment, and I'm talking about the feds, the county sheriff, all the way down to the local police, and it's like a Keystone Cops situation.
Absolutely.
And I want to get into, you know, he was counting, he obviously put this counter up there to count the vehicles going in and out, because I had noticed a clip that this Marshal Monnier, whatever his name is, okay, was talking about, yes, we're taking, and I noticed they very cleverly pick their words, because he says, yes, we are taking steps to further investigate, and there's going to be moves, there's something of that nature, moves that are made in the not-too-distant future regarding people that aid and abet, and so he just leaves it out there, broad stroke, really saying nothing, but trying to instill the fear in people, if anybody tries to help them, okay, that eventually they could suffer this, the same or similar pain. And I just marvel at, it's like a chess game, Tim. You move a pawn here and you move a pawn there. Now I want to go on. You know, so they stole his football, his little car counter. All right, so now he comes out there and he blocks a driveway, and he deliberately, you know, floors it and puts this big set of, it's gravel, so it's not like tire marks. It's like, you know, indentations in the pavement or in the gravel. So he can come back at a later date, you know, covertly, and count all the car tracks that come over the his set of tracks. All right. Now, obviously, you know, him, correct me if I'm wrong, but him and the feds are working in cahoots together to...
Obviously.
For him to report, you know, the activity or how many cars went in and out and so forth. But now, along with that, we have this incident that happened over the weekend. I believe it was last Saturday night, right?
Right. Last Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Okay, so last Saturday night, and what kind of time frame are we looking at? Was it like early in the wee hours of the morning? Or
I'm under the impression it was, their time, somewhere around midnight or so.
Okay.
That some shots were fired, and there were a number of things that occurred around that same period of time as well. Apparently, they heard shots being fired. A gentleman who has an RV over by the garage, all by himself, he's in the RV. He heard somebody running by. The RV was shaking, pounding on the RV. Looked like somebody tried to unplug things, etc.
Okay, we got a break. Yeah, all right, we'll continue this after the break. Got a break coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Tim Wingate, who co-hosts, or he does host the show Tuesdays and Thursdays, Ed and Lane Brown. We got more, and so we'll be back. We'll go into a little bit more detail on this, folks. Stick with us.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. Short segment coming up here to the bottom of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Tim Wingate. Now, Tim, we were at this in the middle of the night, around midnight or so. There's some activity going on. Somebody's banging on this guy's RV or whatever. Now, was it before or after that they heard these shots that were fired?
You know, to be honest with you, I have not been able to get figure out completely based on all the interviews and everything the exact timeline of what was going on. I'm assuming that the gun shooting occurred after that banging. What they do know is for sure is that after that process, after the gunfire was being heard, one of the guys, I think it might have been Danny Riley, was running down, I guess, from a back area or garage area and was heading back toward the Browns' home down the alley, and he could literally hear people in the woods, tromping about in the woods. And then later they went back looking for evidence to see if they could find, they found matted down places of ferns. They found places where somebody may have been laying down. They never saw anybody All they heard were the noises. They heard the gunfire. The gentleman was in the RV. It was pounded on, and it looks as if they pulled his electrical connector, which he usually keeps underneath his RV. Looks like either somebody tripped and pulled it out, or they purposely pulled it out so that they could try to maybe unhook him from this. Now, to me, the interesting thing isn't specifically what happened. A lot of times, if you want to get a reaction, you just throw a rock into a pond and you watch what happens with the ripples, you know, where things go. This is the same kind of, these are the same kinds of things that you do with excursionary probes. You just test the perimeter. You test to see what the reactions are. The interesting thing out of all this, apparently, is that the police lied to WMUR. And
Before we go there, I want to toss a couple things out. First of all, the plausible theories. It could be that the feds have hired agent provocateurs, i.e. patsies or whatever, just to go create a disturbance.
Sure.
It could be that the local police did that. However, I doubt that because I don't think they're that sophisticated. Now, there's a third possibility of which you brought up, and that could be that just like a high school kids that would go out and toilet paper a house for a joke, you know, you mentioned that somebody could have, you know, just gone out and, or they could have got together with a bunch of high school kids or college kids and said, hey, let's just go see what kind of disturbance we can cause. So all of those are plausible. Now, what really happened, we don't know. We don't know who it was. But now that's where it starts to get really interesting is because, and you were going to go into this now, but I wanted to preempt that by saying that according to what I, you know, my research, we really don't know. All we can do is speculate as to who was behind this.
Right. Well, it goes into action, reaction, and reaction to that, to the reaction. You have to think further down the line. And a couple people have mentioned on the other show, and you just mentioned, you know, the idea of playing chess. You know, if you ever play chess, you realize you're always thinking several moves ahead. If I do this, then what will they do? And the same kind of thing happens in these cases. We know that war games are being practiced all the time. I just saw a thing on the news last night that they're building out, I think it was out in Kansas City, they're building a urban guerrilla training town and pretty much just using cinder block so that they can train our guys on urban guerrilla warfare. So, you know, there's all kinds of possibilities that this could be. I don't know what they are. Let's look at the reaction, though, to the action.
Wait, just one quick thing. Did the people who went out the next day to look around to see if they could find any evidence, they'd find any brass, as in bullet cases?
No, not that I know of. There was a gentleman who was supposed to go out with a metal detector and look for brass. I don't know if he made it or not. I haven't heard anything as of yesterday. Didn't hear anything today on the program as well. So I don't know if he successfully. But that almost is a moot point, too, because you know good and well there are brass catchers. And if somebody was interested in doing something just as a probe, what would happen if they heard a bunch of fire? What if there was a little bit of hassling people or, you know, throwing rocks at the house or whatever? What would they do? Let's see what they would do. You know, one of the things could be very easily to catch the brass so that nothing would land there. On the other hand, it might be kind of fun just to leave some old brass around and see what the reaction would be. You know, I'm thinking in terms of you got somebody who's in a situation like this and you want to draw them out and find out what their weaknesses are and what their strengths are. You'd try all kinds of funky things on them and just see what kind of reaction that they would do. Primarily, though, the thing that seems to be that they're working toward is creating the image that the Browns are posing a danger and a nuisance mm-hmm. to the surrounding community. And it looks like they're trying to create a situation by which the Browns will be literally isolated in their own community because people are afraid.
Okay, well, yeah, we got to take a break. When we get back, now we're going to go into these 911 calls and the dancing around that the police department did and so forth. Stick with us, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Tim Wingate. We've got more. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Guest Tim Wingate. We're talking about this debacle that happened over the weekend with Ed and Elaine Brown and the shots that were fired. And we've made our way up to the 911 calls. And Tim, I noticed that I mean, thank God for the internet and thank God for the communication that the Browns have, because I guess when this started, immediately there was on Ed's website went out just a great big red screen that said red alert. And there were some calls made tipping off the people that are, you know, concerned, the supporters and so forth. So you take it from there. The 911 calls started coming in. What happened then?
911 calls coming in from all over the world, as a matter of fact, because, you know, the Internet's worldwide. People calling in there overloaded the 911 system. And they were very upset about that. And what ended up happening is that the dispatchers at 911 basically then started to blow off callers, because the official version, according to the police, was that nothing happened. They didn't believe it. Later, they went on to admit that they decided to do a stand down. Now, I'm not sure what all that exactly means. Does that mean that at first they were ready to go to do some protecting, or that there might be some emergencies out there, they were ready to go, and then they decided, oh, it's the Browns, we're standing down? But there does seem to be some inconsistencies, and WMUR has had a couple different versions. The first one was straightforward, factually reporting. The second one seems to be a little bit more Gestapo-friendly.
Okay, so originally the 911 calls started coming in, and right. In the clips that I looked at, they were literally lambasted with them, to the point where they actually had to bring in another, person to answer the calls.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point they made a decision to just start blowing off the callers. Now, they had to, obviously, since they're in the 911 center, they have to notify the police. Now, the police would have had to make the decision to stand down early on, because it wouldn't make any sense. I mean, within 10 to 15 minutes after the first call came in, they would dispatch a vehicle or two. But for them to make the decision to stand down, it had to have been right at the onset where they said, well, it's Ed and Elaine Brown's house, and then they notify the police. The police says, well, we're not doing anything about it. Then you have to go a step further than that and say, why wouldn't they do anything about it?
Well, right. And I think Casey Lee Cobb on showthelaw.com, they're in with all this stuff, asks a very pertinent question, and that is, how can you make a conscious decision to stand down from something that never happened? Which is what the police claim.
Right. The police claimed all through it that it never happened. And then at the end, and I noticed the clip at the end where they were interviewing this Sheriff Wiggins or whatever his name is, and he said that they made the decision to stand down for the safety of their officers.
Right.
Now, so you see that makes no sense. And the only reason why that decision would be made is if it were coming from a higher level.
Right, and here's the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, anymore. Why do you believe what police say anyway? At this time in our lives in this country, with enough evidence, I mean, you can even go, Radley Balco's got the Agitator website or blog or whatever it is, where he lists all the different things that cops do that are just completely out of control and wrong. Why would we believe these people anyway? And I think that's. And then when you get the standard media, the old regular media, why do we even consider what they say as if it's true? It makes no sense to me when we realize within the patriot community, if you will, in the tax freedom community, whatever you want to call it, the constitutionalist community, we know that these people lie on a regular basis. Why do we keep, going to them and asking what's happening, other than to once again expose their lying and why people cannot trust them? See, I think this needs to be spinned. They're spinning it one way, that the Browns are a nuisance, that these kinds of events occur, that the sheriff, said he's standing down for the safety of his officers, because they don't want their guys going out there to check out things or walk the perimeter and then maybe be shot at by a Brown supporter. They're playing this up. And the whole idea, I personally believe, is to make the Browns look and create them social pariahs, so that the community completely washes their hands of them and says, look, whatever you want to do, we don't care if you Waco them, just get them out of here. And these are sentiments that more or less have been expressed already by some people in the community. So I think we need to spin it around and say, no, it's not that. It's that the police lie. The police and the media are in collusion with each other to reinforce a statist position, because I really think as this thing progresses, Michael, this is coming down to a dividing point between those of us who believe in constitutionally limited government and those who believe that the Constitution gives them free rein to do pretty much whatever they want to do. It's between the freedom lovers and the statists, and people are going to have to pick on which side they're going to be. This could, the Browns, I've said this from the beginning, the Browns are significantly the most patriotic and gutsy Americans in the country because they put everything on the line and said, it's a sham, it's a fraud. Let me throw this in. I want to throw Bob Schultz in, too, with We the People, for the things that Bob has done as well. These three people have done a lot to stand up against the government and point out it's absolutely corrupt. It's a good institution that has been corrupted from within. And we need there needs to be something. Now, what that's going to be, how that's going to come about, I don't know.
Well, Timmy, look, as long as we're throwing people into the into the can and stirring them up, let's toss Tommy Cryer in here as well.
There we go.
Because
exactly.
here's a guy that was just recently acquitted, went in with Larry Becraft, argued the case, and won. Okay,
yep.
On two counts of willful failure to file, which they went in there and proved unequivocally that there is no law that requires him to file a tax return. Now let's take that for a moment. And let's go back to the Edna Lane Brown situation.
Wait a minute. I have to correct you on that, Michael.
All
seriously.
Right.
The Cryer case, all that the jury came back with was that the state, or the feds, if you will, did not prove that it was a case of willful failure to file. He was not willful in his failure to file because he sincerely believed, based on his research and the evidence that he had, that he was required to file.
Okay, well, that's fine, and I accept that, and I will make note of that. However, I do want to say that each of these cases, obviously, is an individual case, and
absolutely.
We know that the large majority of these cases are won through government corruption, through the fact that they will not allow pertinent evidence into the courtroom, the fact that in the jury instructions
motions
the
and
judge
limiting.
Exactly. And so with that, we know that we have our wins. We have Tommy Cryer, we have Vernis Klugland, we have Joe Bannister. We have these wins that are coming out, but they all the government is very, very good at making them isolated cases. And to add insult to injury, all of these wins that come out are never reported in the court records. Okay, it's only the losses that are reported. Are you aware of that?
Well, except for Cryer's case has been making it. That's the one that has been making it, with the exception. Now, I'll tell you the one to watch for. The case that I think is really the most important one, and that's the Sherry Peel Jackson case down there in Florida. She's the other IRS agent that...
Right. Yeah, I know who she is, Jeff.
Yeah.
When does that come up?
Honestly, I don't know. I know they're in the process of it getting started. At this point, I know I remember seeing a call for court watchers and various other things. This is the one that I'm sure the IRS has really got a hard on for, because they've got she's black, she's a well spoken, highly educated, and she was one of the other IRS agents like Joe Bannister who said there's no proof, why should I be enforcing this when there's no proof for it? So she's definitely one that they're going to try and nail, and it'll be very interesting to see what kind of evidence and testimony that they will limit. And this is the key, folks, in all of these cases. We just had a guy, a local guy here, who was part of one of my groups, just recently convicted in federal court here on I forget the specific charge, but because he was sending these letters of inquiry to the IRS, now they are considering sending all these letters asking for proof and just dealing with them that way. They're now considering that interference with government or IRS operation, something to that effect. That's what he was convicted of. Not willful failure, not trying to hide income, none of this other stuff, but interfering with government process or IRS work by sending these letters of inquiring asking for answers.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because some of the latest documentation I've received from my friends at the IRS is pretty much along the same lines, that They didn't address my questions specifically. They just addressed a similar case in which they sent me the findings in that case and basically said that this guy's position is similar to yours. His position we deemed as frivolous, so yours is frivolous as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're not even logical when they correspond with you. They cannot produce what you ask for. So they assume your ignorance, they assume your stupidity, and they try to retaliate with opaque, ridiculous, you know, close to but not on topic subject matter.
Well, it's like this, Michael. It's that the IRS says, we'll just put it this way, the IRS says it is illegal for you to climb an orange tree. And you write back to them and say, well, that may be true, but I'm not in an orange tree. I'm in an apple tree. And then they write back and say, look, trees are trees. You're up in a tree. Therefore, you're in the wrong tree, and you're wrong.
Good analogy. I love that one. I'm going to save that one for later, Timmy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. At any rate, you know, what needs to be done here is that when we take a culmination of these cases and we build on that. For example, out in the public, if you start talking about the tax situation, the normal dumbed down American say, oh, well, yeah, you got to pay them. You know, it's the law. You know, it's
death and
taxes.
We won't have roads.
Yeah, right. Which they don't even know that the roads are paid for by the gas tax. You know, I mean, see, they're so dumbed down. They don't have a clue. So when you come to them with, you know, there is no law that says you need to pay income tax. If you have cases documented that you can bring to them and show them and say, hey, look, here, you know, Bernus Kugeln.
That's where
Tommy
those motions and limiting, though, come in. This is where the feds then set it up so that you cannot bring these prior cases. And this is where the collusion with a corrupt federal judge comes in that, is that when he grants or she grants those motions to limit evidence and limit expert testimony, you're already screwed. You're no longer – I mean, it's not a fair a level playing field anyway, considering that – everybody there. I got a friend of mine who went into court one time and literally he stood up and says, Your Honor, I would like to be able to pay the jury as well as the state paying the jury. And the judge just went ballistic, but primarily it was, look, you're all being paid by confiscated tax money. Why can't I pay them? Because I want to have a fair trial. I'll pay them as much as the state's paying them.
Good point. Hey, listen, you want to take a caller?
Sure.
Let's go to Mark in Ohio. Mark, you're on with Tim and Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Okay, I went to that website, showthelaw.com, about
yes.
Ted Brown's website. It made my computer crash. Shut the thing down, automatically rebooted.
You're kidding me.
No. I'm like,
well, I'm on it right now, and nothing's happening.
Well, I went to the root player, and it did mine. It crashed it, but I put three of them in there, and the third one that I clicked to watch it later, my computer just automatically shut down and rebooted.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Mark, with all due respect to you, I'm on there right now.
Yeah.
And mine's fine. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that it is or isn't. I'm just saying that...
Yeah, I understand it, and I know it would have nothing to do with Ted Brown. We don't know what a low life this government is anymore, so, you know, if they're playing games, whatever. But I just wanted to, you know, let you know that. And that my computer was running very strong before I downloaded it, and I just run a scan, which nothing was there until, you know, I'm running another one now that my computer's been rebooted automatically. So I just wanted to let you know.
Well, Mark, were you trying to download the videos?
See, what it is, my QuickTime's junk. I don't know why, but it is. And my QuickTime player. So I have a little bar that pops up, download this through your real player, since it won't play through QuickTime, so I did that.
I don't know. I just go to the website, and I just watch it there on the website with the embedded.
Well, mine won't let me because mine's through QuickTime. I don't know why.
Oh.
My QuickTime's junk.
Okay, dude,
okay.
You got some internal computer issues going on there.
Well, we've
got
looked at it now twice. And
Winamp. Try Winamp.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. It's good hearing you guys on here, too, and more power to the Browns.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, at any rate, as you were speaking, Tim, you're talking about these motions or limitations or whatever. So what you're saying is that all of these cases that are being decided, the ones that are being decided in the favor of the defendant, they're not going to allow us to use.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what happened with the local gentleman here. He had the lawyer, the same one who around Quad Cities, I'm trying to remember where it was, recently we had, there was a win in a case where a gentleman went in and challenged the OMB numbers on the tax forms, that the OMB numbers have never been renewed, that makes these bootlegged forms that you're
right.
supposed to fill out. The same lawyer who was in that was defending this gentleman here in the Chicago area, and the judge allowed the motion from the feds to eliminate or limit, it's a motion in limiting, it basically means to limit what you can bring into the court. He accepted the motion. He said it's okay to cut out all this extra information that would be in favor of the gentleman. And so, of course, then the jury being... even though it's a federal jury there in downtown Chicago, they pick from the whole area, more or less. You never know if those juries are actually, how well they're being picked. The way I understand when I was talking with Tommy Cryer and Beecraft, you don't have the same voir dire. So they thought the juries were pretty fair. But if you can't tell, if you don't tell a juror the whole story, they're going to only make a decision based on the little bit that they're given.
Right. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog with my guest, Tim Wingate. Be right back, folks. Stick with us.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're we're back. Mike Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Tim Wingate. Tim, I want to ask you a question. Normally, you know, order out of chaos, and you've got problem, reaction, solution, which is the methods that these Illuminati, if you will, or the global elite, the oligarchs, use against us. So everything is controlled. All the moves that they make, they always control. What happens if something comes along such as this that gets so big that they cannot control it? And how would you go about organizing this to a point where, you know, the curtain is ripped away from them, if you will?
I believe in the Lewis Beam philosophy of phantom cells. I think people need to, kind of like the old Sons of Liberty, the idea is that not so much like that, but people have to decide within themselves, within their own group of two or three people, that they want to do something and start looking for opportunities. There's plenty of material out there, and there are websites such as Show the Law and some other websites that make suggestions. You know, not that I'm an environmentalist wacko, but Earth Liberation, ELF, they call themselves, Earth Liberation, what? Group?
Front?
Front,
okay.
That's it, yeah. They apply these principles. Now, I don't agree with spiking trees that loggers will possibly get killed on and everything, but their whole concept has been is that they have several sites around. They just simply list targets and things that, and why people should consider doing something about these bad people, and they leave it up to the individuals to decide what they want to do. I think we're past the time where you can have totally coordinated efforts to take down the system, because the oligarchs are so pervasive, and the oligarchs have seduced so many of our fellow countrymen into their way of thinking by holding out the carrot of you can have your piece of the American pie if you just do things our way. And people are so stupid they don't realize that carrot has been nibbled on so many times you're about down to the stem.
Well, the entire system is set up. The control is, you know, you maximize control through fear.
Yes.
You maximize control with, you know, keeping people broke. So they have to come to you for a handout or support. I mean, there's a number of different ways that they control the masses. But, you know, I believe that there is a time coming, and I can feel it within my being, Tim, that there is a tipping point that we are approaching.
A tipping point, yep. Yeah, I believe we are too, and it'll be more or less the second American evolution or the second American revolution. I don't know which way it'll go. You know that they like to create chaos so that they can provide the answer, their order, out of the chaos. And, you know, we have to be very careful that we're not falling into that trap of creating chaos so that they can then clamp down and say, well, we've got all these people. I guess what I'm trying to get to, Michael, is transparency in government is the most important thing. If the bottom line is this, is that if everybody who's a government employee, a public employee, if they're at the same level of risk from the goofy person out there as we are at risk for the rogue cop, then we may have a level playing field.
Right. Well,
I know it's radical sounding, but.
Okay, well, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing an hour with me today, Tim. We're second hour coming up. Tim Wingate, the host on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the Ed and the Lane Show, who brought us up to speed on a couple things, and I thank him again for coming on. I'll talk to you later, buddy. All right?
Okay.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up with news. I have no guests. The phone lines will be open, and I'm going to cover a lot of news. So stick with me. I'll be right back. A message for all.